For 32-year-old Melissa Vieira, paying the bills with two kids, 19 months and 10, is an equation that seems to never add up.
If I sat down and figured out my monthly bills, just the straight, you know, rent, car payment, car insurance, not talking groceries, gas, clothes, toiletries, any of the other stuff, I was about $500 short every month.
Last week, the water was shut off in her Manchester apartment.
If I don't get this hot water thing figured out today, well, I'm going to take you to Chi-Chi's tonight to take a shower. I know. What do you want me to do?
A few weeks earlier, she lost her job of 15 years at a local bank. She is now in the process of applying for TANF, or Temporary Assistance for Needy Families. And she's also on the job hunt. But despite her many years of experience, with only a GED, getting a higher or even equal-paying job is proving to be difficult. This is something Vieira's 10-year-old daughter, Alexa, has picked up on.
And she'll be like, you know, Mom, can we get XYZ? And I'll be like, how much is it? And she'll be like, you know, $3. But if we don't have the money, it's okay. I understand. It's okay. We don't have to get it if we don't have the money. But your kid should never have to look at you and say, if we don't have the money, it's okay. I understand. That is just not something that is supposed to come out of your kid's mouth.
And more recently, Alexa's teacher called the house.
She had contacted me because Alexa wasn't eating lunch during the day because she didn't want me to have to pay for it because she knew I was struggling.
Neither Alexa's nor Dante's fathers are in the picture right now, nor help out financially. Vieira is one of an estimated 30,000 single mothers in the state. As a group, single mothers are lower income and less educated. More than 55% of New Hampshire single mothers have a high school diploma or less, and they are more likely to work a minimum wage job. These disparities can create sharp divisions between their children and the children of married couples. Married couples who are college educated and have two incomes earn a median salary of $100,000, while according to the U.S. Census, the median income of a female-headed household with children has hovered around $28,000 for the last 10 years. Maureen Beauregard is president of Families in Transition. The nonprofit group helps struggling families find housing across New Hampshire, and a majority tend to be single moms.
There used to be a time where you could get a job in manufacturing and you could get benefits, you can get retirement, and you can earn a decent wage. Those are gone. There aren't many of those left. So people are really left to the service sector. And when you look at a single mom or parents in general, it's really hard to work in the service sector. It's offbeat hours. It's more towards minimum wages.
And research shows that poverty and the stress associated with it has long-term consequences for children, says Erwin Garfinkel. He's a professor at Columbia University's School of Social Work. His research focuses on the economic insecurity of single mothers and their children.
There's cognitive development, there's behavior. The children, especially the boys, are more likely to act out. The girls are more likely to be withdrawn, to internalize.
Garfinkel co-authored a national study called Fragile Families and Child Well-Being that found that kids in single-parent homes are more likely to score lower on standardized tests and do poorly in class. They also tend to be read to less, have less stable routines, and are less likely to graduate high school. Vieira's family has moved more than five times, from Manchester to Nashua to Laconia and back again. Her daughter, Alexa, has transferred in and out of different elementary schools.
We'll miss you. What is that for?
When I lived in Laconia, they made it for me.
When did you move from there?
Last year.
Do you miss your friends?
No, I remember them a lot.
And Vieira says making time to read to Alexa after work was difficult once her son Dante was born.
Especially now, like where I have the baby, it's almost even harder. Because I don't have the time to sit down necessarily and help her with her homework like I used to. And I don't have time to, you know, to do the things that I like to do. Like, she likes reading out loud to me. And it becomes so hard.
And she's worried all this turmoil will affect her schoolwork.
Gotta do well in school.
I will.
Okay.
Promise.
I love you.
Bye.
Bye, sister.
I keep trying to stress to her how important it is to finish high school and how important it is to go to college, and I guess time will tell if any of it sinks in.
Keisha Hart of Nashua also knows the importance of an education. She's 27 years old and a single mom to 4-year-old JJ. Hart works as a cleaning maid at a local retirement home. She says she knows she needs a college degree to earn more money, but says she doesn't have the time right now.
No, like when I started working, I was going to school. That was another thing I noticed, like me and my son, we didn't get apart, but I wasn't giving the attention that I usually was giving him. You know, I felt guilty, but at the same time, I wanted to go to school. I wanted to have a job. I wanted to provide for my family. You know what I mean? I was trying to do it all at once.
JJ's father lives in Lawrence, Massachusetts. He sees JJ once or twice a month, but does not pay child support.
We still got to go up here.
Every day, Hart walks JJ to school and then continues on to work, a total of 2 miles one way. The walk the pair has mastered by cutting through parking lots, bike paths, and even some brief trails. They even walk through the winter, which Hart said got her a few looks.
I felt like, what is she doing outside with this little young boy, you know what I mean? Like, is she crazy? Like, but in the back of my head, I'm looking at her like, I know what I'm doing, you know what I mean? That's my son, like. I have no one else to help me, so I gotta do what I gotta do. Sometimes if I had the money, I'll take the taxi, like I said, but other than that, I had to go to work.
Terry Smith directs the state's Division of Family Assistance, which works primarily with single mothers.
About 50% of our single moms have a barrier related to transportation. It's our biggest difficulty in helping people move along.
Another barrier, Smith says, is finding affordable housing. Many are forced to move around a lot, which Smith says has a toxic effect on a child's social and emotional development. Both Hart and Vieira were raised by single mothers, neither of whom had more than a high school diploma while they were growing up. That's something Professor Erwin Garfinkel says is common.
The likelihood, if we don't intervene and reduce poverty amongst these families, that it's going to repeat in the next generation, it's high.
To make it, Vieira and Hart lean heavily on their families. Vieira plans to move in with her mom until she can get back on her feet.
If I didn't have my mom, how do people survive?
Yeah.
What the hell would they do? Do you know what I mean? I would have run out of diapers. He'd be running around here with a t-shirt wrapped around his waist.
Most people can agree that giving single mothers an opportunity to get a higher education or the necessary technical skills to qualify for higher-paying jobs is the solution of getting these kids out of poverty. But how to do that, and the even bigger question, who pays for it, is still up for debate. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.